اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. As a humble student of theology, like other Muslim brothers, I have hope in this revolution, perpetuation of its outcome and its increasing fruition. I would like to express some matters to the beloved present and future generations. Even though by may sound repetitious, I beg the forgiving Allah to bless my remarks. We know that this great revolution, which has virtually cut off the hands of the world aggressors and oppressors from Iran, succeeded only with unseen divine blessings. Otherwise, it would have been impossible for a nation of millions to succeed despite all the anti-Islamic and anti-clerical propaganda, especially in the last century.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear audience, thank you for joining us on another new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab Mousavi, and in this program we try to elaborate and contemplate on some of the precious speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh on different subjects. Well, about the subject of knowledge, Imam rahmatullah says that if our country acquires knowledge and culture and learn how to direct knowledge and action, no power can rule over it. Well, there are several messages implied in this statement. First is that victory of a nation can be achieved only under the umbrella of knowledge. So knowledge is a pillar for power, and if the government intends to be respected by other nations, it must learn different aspects of knowledge. The knowledge of a nation must be accompanied by culture, which means that working on the cultural aspects of a nation is of utmost importance. These cultural aspects are moral values, social participations, and conventions that are required to be followed in order to give a nation the sense of unity. One important point, just as Imam Rahmatullah Alayh rightly mentions, is the direction of knowledge, which means that not every type of knowledge is accommodating for the society. Well, one of the interpretations of this sentence could be that this way is the best way of directing a field of science or knowledge to make it useful for people. Such an important hint that Imam is making represents his enlightened view that detects most of the effective use of knowledge. Welcome back. Another lesson found within this speech is that in order for a nation to be strong and unbeatable, it must fortify not only its political powers, but also other aspects such as culture, science, which are the secrets of victory. Well, it seems that the time of this episode has come to its end. Now, before we end this episode, let's recite this valuable speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah about knowledge and the knowledgeable. In this regard, he says that if our country acquires knowledge and culture and learn how to direct knowledge and action, no power can rule over it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Until another episode and greeting, I leave you all in the care and protection of Allah the Almighty.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha